From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, with time running out for the House of Representatives to pass immigration reform, we'll get the latest polling on what Americans think should be done.
But first, let's turn to southern Afghanistan, where five American troops have been killed in what may have been a case of friendly fire. According to American authorities, American and Afghan troops in Zabul province called in for NATO support as they were under attack by Taliban insurgents. But the NATO airstrike hit the wrong target, killing five Americans and one Afghan army soldier. This just days before Afghans head back to the polls for the presidential runoff election. That will mark the first democratic transfer of power in the country's history. Despite that progress, things are clearly still violent. Sean Carberry is NPR's correspondent in Afghanistan, and he joins us from Kabul for more on this story. And Sean, first of all, what more do we know about the incident?
Well, U.S. Special Operations Forces were on a joint mission with Afghan forces clearing territory ahead of Saturday's election, and this was in Zabul province, which continues to be one of the hotspots in the country. And Afghan officials say that at the end of the operation, as the troops were returning to their base, the Taliban attacked, and the Afghan and U.S. troops called in air support, and that's when things went wrong. At this point, it's unclear whether this was pilot error, a miscommunication with someone on the ground, or some other fault. But this is also hardly the first time something like this has happened during the war. I mean, most commonly we hear about Afghan civilians killed in airstrikes, something that upsets President Karzai. But a number of NATO troops have been killed over the years in accidental strikes or even firefights when NATO forces didn't realize they were shooting at each other. But this one is the most deadly friendly fire incident as far as U.S. and NATO troops are concerned.
And this has happened, of course, after the U.S. military and President Obama have handed over security. I mean, they did so last year to Afghan officials and are reportedly transitioning into more of an advisory role in Afghanistan. So why are U.S. troops, in this case, they were special forces, but why are they still fighting?
Well, special forces are the exception at this point. They are still involved in counterterrorism operations, and they are still doing operations with Afghan special forces like this one, where they are clearing out territory. This type of operation is likely to continue through the rest of the year, and the counterterrorism mission will continue after this year if the security agreement is signed with Afghanistan. And also, even some conventional U.S. forces do conduct security patrols around their bases, clearing roads, things like that. So they are outside the wire sometimes. But again, special forces are continuing to conduct operations here.
And as you mentioned, this particular operation comes in advance of Saturday's election in Afghanistan. So what are the conditions at this point regarding the elections, and are concerns about violence mounting regarding what could happen on election day?
Well, concerns are mounting. What's been a little strange by a lot of people's estimation is the fact that we haven't seen as much violence in the run-up to this election as we did in the April 1st round election. That election day was actually more violent than it was portrayed at the time because the violence was happening in more remote areas of the country. This vote is taking place in the height of the so-called summer fighting season, and at this point there's a lot more activity going on, so the expectation is there will be more violence. At the same time, officials do say that Afghan forces did a good job the first time around. They've learned from that. They have a better plan this time around, and on top of that are more confident by virtue of doing a solid job the first time around. So expectation is more violence, but hopefully Afghan forces will do a better job even than last time and secure the election.
And Sean, while we're on the issue of the upcoming Afghanistan election, take a moment to remind us who the candidates are and if there's any sense of who might emerge as victors.
Well, the two candidates are Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, who is a former foreign minister who's been an opposition political figure for years now, and Dr. Ashraf Ghani, who is considered a technocrat. He was a former finance minister, World Bank official. So very different. One's more of a politician, the other more, again, of a technocrat, economist. And Abdullah won the first round by about 14 points. So he's the clear front runner coming into this runoff election. But given Afghanistan's unpredictable sort of strongman-based politics, anything's possible. And the big concern is that if the election results are very close, that the loser won't accept the results, and that could result in prolonged challenges, worst case scenario, even violence. But the hope is that both will ultimately respect the outcome of the vote.
And back to that original story we're talking about regarding that friendly fire, we see a written statement from the International Security Assistance Force saying that tragically there is the possibility that fratricide may have been involved. The incident is under investigation. Sean Carberry, NPR's international correspondent in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thanks as always, Sean.
You're welcome, Meghna.